Misbehaving Clocks by B. Waterhouse. Illustrated by Jason Colano. Music by Bill Holcomb and Bill Holcomb Jr. Narrated by L. Derek Leonidoff. Not far from Big Ben, in an old clock shop, beats a steady tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock. From Ben's noble tower, the chimes echo forth, to East and West London, the South and the North. Old Master Phineas turns to his clocks.
Time to call it a day and close up the shop. I dub you clock knights, Sir Ben and Grandfather. Protect the wee sprogs in case they should wander. That cuckoo has wings. He could take to the air and ruffle some feathers in here and out there.
Don't worry, Master,
pledges the cuckoo.
We will keep the time, and the tick-tocks too.
Very well then, Red. I have your cuckoo word. Now be a good boy, you cheeky little bird. Cheerio, laddies, my lady doth await. See you at 7, and please don't run late.
Phineas takes his leave, and ticking fills the shop. For hours, clocks repeat. Tick-tock.
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 Tick-tock. Tick-tock. Tick-tock.
Suddenly, Red flies out of his miniature chalet and gives a loud shout.
It's cuckoo time to play!
Ah, when the cat's away and no master in the shop, the mice and cuckoo play Hickory Dickory Dock. They laugh and clap and cheer and jitterbug around and sing that London Bridge is falling, falling down. It all seems rather harmless, they're singing and playing games, yet clocks begin to squabble and call each other names. Then minute hands fly and pendulum swing too. Oh me, oh me, oh my, who'll stop this hullabaloo?
Sprockets, time out,
chimes Grandfather.
Keep your hands to yourselves. Now quit misbehaving and get back to your shelves.
But the clocks begin to hum and march across the floor. Rat-tat-tat-tum-tum, right out the clock shop door. Now wall clocks and floor clocks with faces plain and pretty, and crystal quartz alarm clocks parade through the city. They swing around the lampposts and bounce across the ground to Piccadilly Circus like acrobats and clowns.
Home, home, home.
Nell's Big Ben.
It's 6 a.m. Now heed the gongs, children. This is my only warning.
Back in the clock shop, not far from Big Ben, a steady tick-tock is heard once again. No clocks misbehave. They all sit very still.
We'll never go cuckoo again.
Never.
Never.
They say.
Oh, yes, we will.
Thank you.